This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, in keeping with this very fascinating discussion, Bob, you see the issues where I'm talking about here, about
yes,
the interaction between the experiencer and the experience, things like that, that aren't being probed. Would you like to add to it or expand on it?
Gene, that's a very insightful point on your part, and that, I think, should be the essence of future research in terms of, again, trying to understand this phenomenon. At least it's one of several related approaches. But you mentioned the relation, certainly, between UFOs and NDEs. We see that, too, which is very interesting, in terms of personal accounts of the experience. And Kenneth Ring, a leading NDE researcher, I think first brought this to the forefront in his book, The Omega Project. We've surveyed over 2,800 individuals who claim to have conscious recall, not hypnotic regression or lucid dreaming or channeling or et cetera, conscious recall. And I'll probably wind up saying that three or four more times throughout the show. But that's an important aspect of the results. The outcomes in terms of positive transformative behavioral changes resulting from their experience related to before the experience and after the experience is very similar in those who have, again, UFO-related experiences with individuals who report just NDE experiences. And the similarity is remarkable enough to consider it noteworthy. What it means, again, is something else. It's for greater minds to try to figure out. But at the very least, I would think sociologists and psychologists should regard that alone as being, you know, comparatively important. For instance, our results are similar to the results that have been found in individuals who claim to have near-death experiences. Again, this is all claim, anecdotal. And that alone can be dismissed by, you know, many members of the scientific community. But we see similarities. What are they? Positive personal transformation, their desires in both cases, both experiences, NDEs and UFOs, the desire to help others strongly increased. Over 80% in our surveys have said that. Their compassion for others has strongly increased, about 75%. Their appreciation for ordinary things has strongly increased. So again, we're talking about over 75 to 80%. And I'll stop throwing out the numbers because they're very similar with respect to all this criteria. Their interest in psychic phenomena strongly increased. Their ability to love others in an impersonal way also increased. Sensitivity to suffering of others. Concern for spiritual matters, less interest in organized religion.
It's hard not to see this as a possible kind of engineered awakening, you know, of maybe the human race. Like, you start opening people up to new possibilities and hopefully let it filter out through the population. And what do you think about thoughts like that, Bob?
Do you mean, is that possibly the objective of whatever intelligence may be behind the phenomena?
At least in part, yes.
Yeah, we could only speculate, obviously, and we can't make any conclusions. I'm not here to say that I am making conclusions or forcing this data down people's throats, and to emphasize that, you know, ET's here and they're abducting humans. That may be true, may not be true, but we can't help ignore the data, which are intriguing and should be taken much more seriously than it already is. The point is, if individuals are being positively transformed but through their UFO contact experience and interaction with non-human intelligent beings, conscious recall, so they report, we can only speculate that as long as it is vastly positive in nature, maybe the objective of whoever, whatever is behind it, is to elevate consciousness, spirituality, of the human race, maybe on a one-by-one basis. That's a logical, I'm not going to say a conclusion, or it's a logical suggestion, but we see this. Why do people who have NDEs come away positively transformed? And that's a fact. That's more of a fact than it pertains to UFO data, which in comparison is limited in terms of database and sampling, whereas in NDEs, much more research has been done along these lines. So we can only speculate. Maybe there is something associated with that. The qualitative research we are also doing with the same individuals who participated in our quantitative surveys are elaborating more about this. And what they say is just that, interestingly. The purpose or the major themes that emerge from what they come away with, from their experiences, elevation of consciousness, the betterment of humanity, become more ecologically sensitive. You guys are messing up the planet. Consciousness is distinct from the brain. There is life after death. There are alternate dimensions. But spirituality, unconditional love, consciousness associated factors seem to be common elements of what so many are saying. And the question is, why do we see such similarity? Now, the results can certainly be dismissed, discounted, criticized for methodological reasons. I understand that. I do, too. I'm a hardcore scientist by training, and I'm well aware of the limitations of survey-based research. But when we have such a large data sample from conscious individuals who during their experience report that to be the case, yet it's anecdotal, it's not irrefutable evidence, it's not tangible objective evidence, but nevertheless the large data set, the similarity of feedback says something interesting. And I'm not going to make any conclusions based on that other than to hopefully publicize results, especially when we finish with our qualitative interviews and analysis on the thousands of individuals who are now providing descriptive. We have over 10,000 word document pages, believe it or not, of these individuals who are answering, providing responses to over 60 related questions about their experience. It's beyond intriguing in terms of the similarity of what they are coming away from the experience with. The implications, the meaning of it, is for other minds greater than mine to try to figure out. But I don't think anybody can come up with any firm conclusion, and it would be certainly wrong, premature to do so on the basis of the preliminary results we have thus far. And this is going to be obtained worldwide. We have research going on in Germany, Latin America, other countries. So the database will continue to expand greatly over time. But once we publish our results, hopefully will stimulate much more interest on the part of the scientific community to try to build upon the foundation we're attempting to provide as a means to, again, gain some insights into what is going on, what governs and regulates this phenomenon. And we're not going to have answers in our lifetime. Maybe in our next life we will, so to speak. And I'm now writing a book on life after death, so I can't help but get that concept in.
Let me stop here for a second, Gus, and Gus, you can go on. All right, we'll have to carry this over a bit to our next segment, but I want to drop in this material. Another fly-in-the-ointment question, of course. You've gotten consistent results from your surveys, and now we have some abduction researchers, most specifically the late Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs. To them, all abductions, or at least most of the ones they've investigated, involve attempts to make alien, human, hybrids. Jacobs calls them hybrids. He thinks this is some kind of program for ET to create a race of hybrids that overwhelms us and eventually does, I guess, a silent takeover of Earth. And it sounds like the makings of a sci-fi movie. Want your reaction in our next segment? We've got Dr. Robert Davis with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, the question, Dr. Jacobs, Bud Hawkins, what is your opinion, Bob, about their research and their conclusions about hostile alien intent?
I think it's highly inappropriate to make that conclusion. What I do agree with them about is that the so-called alien breeding program, hybridization, does seem to be a component, certainly, of the abduction experience. And, you know, over 500 individuals of the over 2,800 people who we have surveyed make reference to just that in varying ways. And some have even commented that through telepathic communication, which is the standard channel or mode of communication conducted, as we are aware, they're informed that there's an error with our DNA, and they, so to speak, are here to correct the error to result in, you know, these so-called newborn star children or children who have unique abilities that supposedly are improved based on the current human template, shall we say. The alien breeding phenomenon is a theme, not as frequent as reported by others like Hopkins and Jacobs, who I respect their work greatly. But again, their data were based on hypnotic regression. I believe it was John Mack who said, you know, the abductee experience varies according to who does the hypnotic regression, which says something about the poor reliability of that technique for recall, memory recall. And we know that's has been well established by the Psychological Association, although it is useful in some respects, but not in terms of accuracy of recall. So much of their data must be interpreted with a high degree of suspicion. I would not interpret it literally, which is why, again, we focused our research on individuals who claim to have conscious recall because of that confounding variable. And if we, you know, write this up, and we plan to in scholarly literature, if we say the word hypnotic regression, forget about it. We're up for severe criticism. Yet, nevertheless, we'll be up for severe criticism regardless, given the nature of the information. Yeah.
Bob. Do you have any cases in which there may be even a modicum of independent verifications? So if somebody's claiming conscious recall of an abduction, do you have any cases on your books in which, you know, somebody unrelated to that person may have witnessed something that kind of correlates? Or are these all single stories from single people as the sole witness?
Yeah, that's a good point. Single stories from single people, and that again is a limitation which mitigates to some extent the validity of the information. But there may be a reason why. Hard to really know for sure. But again, I go back to the number of individuals saying the same thing, the conscious recall of their accounts. But why do so many women claim that during their presence on this craft are handed a baby that looks humanoid but not 100%, and they have a knowingness that it is theirs? Or they're on board the ship and a baby is taken from them when they didn't know they were pregnant. Messages, again, of trying to manipulate our DNA because of inherent errors in it that results in our brains being infallible the way they are, or the nature of humanity over time, which is nothing to be commended about. Maybe we're trying to be upgraded. Mary Rodwell, for instance, a member of the Free, has done a lot of research in this area, and messages of DNA manipulation from abductees comes across in her own personal research too. We do see lines of evidence indicating there is this variable, there is this component piece to the puzzle, and we can only certainly speculate as to what might be going on. Yeah, it happens. It happens. DNA, sperm and eggs, people say, yeah, they take it from us. People claim to be sexually engaged by beings, and there's something related to that. Now, look, all of this Everything I've said and will continue to say may all certainly be an aberration of the mind, a psychological disorder we have yet to discover or realize, or not. I'm not throwing anything out the window in terms of possible alternative explanations, beyond the ET, so-called ET origin or nature to account for this kind of phenomenon. But yeah, we see a DNA component to it. We see missing time pieces to it. We see the NDE piece to it. We see the similarity of beings encountered to it. Humanoid being, by the way, the largest percentage of humanoids, if I'm getting off the topic a little bit, followed by the grays. Over 50% are humanoid in appearance, not exactly, but humanoid looking. Obviously, the grays, certainly, insectoids, reptilians, et cetera, et cetera. But there are so many aspects of the phenomenon, like out-of-body experiences. People claim to be taken on board, transported, levitated. They dematerialize, go through solid matter, then appear on a ship, and then they reappear, somewhere in a different location, experiencing missing time. Information about the spirit world, alternate dimensions, other realities, paranormal related experiences, consciousness that's different than the brain, information received that informs the experiences or abductees that you're going to get the answer in due time. You're not ready, but you're like the chosen one. That's why you're here on board. You should be privileged. But you'll find out the reasons. Yeah, I know you have questions, but you'll find out the reasons, in due time. What that means, who knows? But there are implications or information shared that have to do with the continuity of consciousness following physical death. Please, everybody, don't translate that too literally at this point in time. I'm just saying information that we're getting. This is a lot different than people from Mars, coming here for whatever reason. There are so many aspects of this phenomenon that Hynek eventually became aware of, as did Mack, as did Vallée, as did John Keel, a few others. Even Grant Cameron now is moving in this direction. I had a very nice conversation with him recently, and I commend him for all his prior work and his evolution in a sense to this aspect of the phenomenon.
Let's break it here. I got a bunch of questions and things, and there's some questions from the audience for Bob. We got more to come with Gene and Gogs. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Now, Gox is going to ask you some questions from our audience in the forums, Bob, and I'm going to ask you to keep your answers a little shorter because it's hard to get a statement in edgewise. So let me throw out possibilities here. Number one is with abductions that the experience is perceived that way, but may not be that. It could be maybe a metaphor for human evolution, that we are changing into what we might call star beings as a result of evolutionary forces. Or if we're getting warnings about the condition of our planet, that's Mother Earth communicating with us, but this is the way we interpret it in a way we understand. Just a couple of possibilities there. Other than, of course, that maybe some abductions are staged by the government to investigate us. What are your reactions to any of this?
Maybe all of the above, maybe none of the above, or little truth to each. It's impossible. It's impossible to add any firm conclusion. And I hate to cop out, please. There's no evidence to support any of that other than the possibility of my labs occurring. And again, strong anecdotal testimony by a lot of people who contend that there is some kind of ongoing specialized, unacknowledged access program, whatever, that might be doing this for whatever reason, who knows. But this is going on for so many decades and centuries, if not throughout eternity, that you can't ascribe the phenomenon to that. exclusively. Is it Mother Earth? Maybe, you know, you get to this, you know, cosmic unconsciousness, you get into quantum physics and the alternate realities, and maybe we're being affected somehow by beings from another dimension.
Before we go on, earlier on you said that, you know, that there are no peer-reviewed scientific journals that will publish papers on anything to do with ufology. How does your organization hope to kind of break through that kind of thing? And any of your research's conclusions, how do you hope to actually filter that out of the ufological community and get the non-ufological scientific community to maybe take note and start making headway into the rest of the, you know, the planet who isn't into UFOs?
Yeah, there is one journal in particular, the Journal of Scientific Exploration, that might very well be an appropriate source for publishing the data. There are others, refereed or not. These are nevertheless, there are respected journals out there that do have a large following. And I will certainly try, and as well as other members of Free, will certainly try to co-author articles exclusively in journals in various topic areas and see where that potentially goes. Obviously, we'll give presentations, not only to MUFON. I'm giving one in February. I hope to see you gentlemen there if you should attend. But again, who am I talking to? You know, a select audience. I'm not going to really turn anybody on or shake things up in the way that I want it to be for ufology to evolve. But I foresee certainly giving papers at more professional conferences that are scientific-oriented, and certainly write books on it. It's going to be a slow evolving process, but if anything, yes, we have to educate the scientific community, try to arm twist them in a reasonable fashion, providing research that is at least in their minds relatively valid and reliable to spark understandable interest in this phenomenon. And that's something that just I can't understand. I truly can't understand. Is it just me? There's not many scientists out there who are engaged in research. And I'm saying, am I crazy?
Well, there's part of the problem here also, Bob, is that the coverage of UFOs and related phenomena is all about these are ET believers. That's it. They're ET believers. You have this spin by the mainstream media. And it makes it more and more difficult as a result, all these years, ET believers, that this way scientists, mainstream scientists, are reluctant to get involved because they think we're all a bunch of kooks. I remember, for example, the International UFO Congress in this area in February. And one year I read a story where it was all about abductees commiserating with one another. That's what the whole thing was about. Not that maybe there is a portion of people who are abductees who are communicating with one another and they get together at an event like this. It's everyone. It's that spin that makes it difficult to get what you want.
You're hitting it right on target. Not surprisingly, Jane, you do that quite frequently.
Resemble that remark.
It's associated with New Age movement, and it's associated with leading ufologists who make extraordinary claims with a lack of supportive evidence. It's a combination of these factors among many others, besides the enigmatic, unbelievable, concept in and of itself. And of course, the lack of ridicule factor, among others, that simply turns too many off, as well as the general population. It's regarded as a pseudoscience, and if anything, it should be turned into an established multidisciplinary scientific discipline. And that's where I want ufology to go. It's going to be a long, evolving process, but I think we need to try. And I'm speaking to everybody out there who represents the leadership in ufology. I commend all of you. I have great respect for you. Thank you for all you've done.
Okay, Bob. We're going to move into some listeners' questions, which we obviously every show. People can post their questions at forum.theparacast.com. When we know a guest is coming up and there's enough notice, we give listeners a chance to post their own questions so that it can be read out. And I'm looking at a few here by Eric the Red, who's been a forum regular for quite a while now. 2013 he joined. Some of his questions he's written are a little bit wordy, but I am going to actually take a stab at number five in his seven questions he's put for you. And that is, if these contacts are happening as frequently as Free might believe they are, how is it then that this has not been captured on camera yet? Alien contact would be the discovery of human history, and yet no one has managed to set up a camera on a tripod to film this. It defies belief. This fact alone would add weight to the view that we're not dealing with actual contact at all, but rather a complex psychological confabulation process made popular and socially acceptable by mass media and New Age believers. How would you respond to that?
I would not make that cause-effect relationship there. Just because we don't have pictures of their experience, I would not then draw the conclusion that it's confabulation-based. Experience or recall via hypnotic regression certainly can create confabulation. But one possible explanation is that they prevent any videos or pictures being taken for obvious reasons. And we know that the phenomenon is associated with electrical interference in cars and other kinds of electronic-based equipment. And that might be at play here as well, although their motives may be, again, we don't want to shake up things too much by having everybody aware that we are here for whatever reason.
Let me do our break here and you continue with your answer. With Robert Davis, we have our guest co-host, Gogs MacKay, and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Oh, we love to embarrass our guests. Okay, you had a long response to Gog's question from our listener there. Do you want to pick up on it before we go into another question?
No, I think I said all I can on that.
Okay, so I'm just going to go and choose a quickie now from Eric the Red again, and that is a major methodological problem is that a patently false ET contact story could be look identical to one that allegedly isn't. How can we tell them apart?
Well, you can't. You know, I'm sure there are many frauds as part of our survey. Many people who have psychological disorders as part of our survey. But here again, collectively, the evidence suggests that the vast sheer number of people responding in a similar fashion, you know, excludes many of those types of individuals who fabricate, who come up with second stories for secondary gain for whatever reason. It's a reasonable question, but you really can't tell it apart. You know, it's science fiction in part or not, but it's an understandable concern.
That's an honest answer. And I tell you, Bob, sometimes, you know, you know, sometimes you're interviewing someone just like in real life or anything. Some people who are not very chatty, it's like getting blood from a stone. But I have to thank you that you're half doing the show for us, because you know, we give you a question and you're just giving so much as an answer. But I want to get through a few, so we'll try and keep it brief. And that is, so I'm going to go to Technomage now. He's been around for a while too, and he often puts in very good questions. I'll go for one of the simple ones at the start here. Have you drawn any conclusions on the... I know you're going to say no conclusions. Let's say, what are your thoughts on the Betty Barney Hill abduction case?
My thoughts is very interesting, to put it mildly. Hard to know for sure whether or not there's irrefutable evidence to support what happened, actually happened, in the form of extraterrestrials. Independent communication by different hypnotists, or the same hypnotists, but on, again, two different occasions, reveal the same, essentially the same story from each one. But again, it's regressive techniques, which is questionable. But, sets the foundation, wheels in motion for possible psychocultural influences on the part of others who, focus in on that and somehow... also generate similar types of stories based on that experience alone, because the abduction scenario really was stimulated. The incidence of such stories skyrocketed after that initial, widely publicized event. But, let me mention one thing. Regarding the survey data we have, and I appreciate the question on the part of your audience, and I hope to hear more of them. The question we asked, if you could stop your ET contact experience, would you? 90% said no. 90% said no. Out of, over 2,800 with conscious recall. Do you feel there's some sort of grand plan in motion that experiences are all a part of? 90% said yes. Again, 42% said they feel they're involved in an alien breeding program. But the key point here is over 40% have been claimed to be abducted over 10 times throughout their life. That's not uncommon, and we know that. But why does such a vast majority say they don't want these experiences to end? In part because they realize it's a positive effect on their behavior, attitude, philosophies. And the question again is why? And I would think sociologists and psychologists alone would find that fascinating. And if the data maintain over time with a much more substantially large population base, which we will have worldwide, I don't know how researchers could ignore that alone, let alone everything else. It's impossible to understand and explain, but it certainly gets my attention more than anything else.
The thing that's always got me about the abduction phenomenon is maybe not yourself and Free, but according to some researchers, it's just the numbers reported, and especially in North America. It seems to be, I don't know if it's due to a UFO culture or just the saturation of news media and what have you, compared to another country or landmass with a similar population, but the numbers are just frightening, if even remotely true. We're talking about, a sizable percentage of the population of the United States are apparently claiming to have had some kind of abduction experience. Now, I just want to quickly add in here, I have mentioned on shows past that I did have one kind of semi-waking experience that was kind of like abduction thing. I have absolutely no doubt was just some kind of, hypnagogic dream or sleep paralysis or something which I've had. I don't think I've been abducted. But weirdly, in the last few weeks, I noticed that on the back of my left hand, I've now got a perfect isosceles triangle of three marks. I'm not saying this is from any abduction stuff, but I know these have been seen before, and it's very weird to get three kind of spots or something that seem to be permanent fixtures. I've no idea where they came from. I don't remember the day they weren't there and the day they were, but and I'll maybe post a photo in the forum, but they're there. And I just wonder, if I was someone else having the fact that I'm claiming that, 10, 15 years ago, I did have some strange kind of experience that I just think was my mind. But now with this second thing, I'm just thinking, would maybe would another person or 50% of people with these two experiences in their life, would they go on to confabulate something, knowingly or unknowingly, you know, not intentionally? So these are kind of my thoughts on abduction.
Well, I think Gene did it. I wouldn't rule that out as a possibility, you know, if I may. You think?
Well, I'll tell you something. They blame me for everything. There's very little that they don't blame me for. Like, there are people who blame me because I've had financial difficulties in recent years. That's my fault. Well, you know, I guess we can say maybe I could have done things differently. But we can't always blame people just because what happens to them is not what they like or you'd like to happen to them. It doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Yes, getting back to your point, certainly many people would come to the conclusion that the symptoms you're experiencing are related to an abduction phenomenon. But let's be objective. Let's not firmly make a conclusion without more data, shall we say. It's unusual, yes, but it could be meaningless or it could be something. Let's see what else happens to over the next few years. Maybe something is happening along these lines. It's certainly hard to say. And of course, alien abduction researchers have, of course, noted that in their sample population. People report that now as well. It's not an uncommon circumstance. Dr. Roger Lear obviously removed implants from individuals. And he said under analysis it was considered to be of non-earthly origin. You know, I can go into some detail about it, but
I want to ask you about that maybe in our next segment, because we had the late Dr. Lear on the Paracast on a few occasions, and he seemed like a genial gentleman, and he kept making this claim about these removed implants exhibiting evidence of maybe being of non-alien origin. But has that been independently confirmed? That's a very important question, and I want you to get to that with our next segment. I would want to tell you, folks, that the best way to support the Paracast is to become a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We give you the commercial-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, an exclusive show transcripts, videos, all sorts of stuff. And we have special deals if you get a 5-year subscription or a lifetime subscription. We've got such a deal for you. Such a deal is what my mother used to tell me in Brooklyn many years ago. Plus.thepowercast.com. Dr. Robert Davis, Cox Mackay, our guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.